I'm Haley.
I'm John.
And I'm Will.
And we're from Crimson Comet, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network.
Just like the one you're listening to now, the opinions expressed are those of the individual host.
Check out other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready, because geekiness begins in
3, 2, 1.
Yo, what's up? This is Conan from Keeping It 100. I don't have as many accolades as KG. What's up? You're listening to Oddly Delicious or something like that. And go ahead.
You want to do it again? Or you just want to leave it?
Yeah, leave it like that.
Leave it like that.
Disco, yeah. Go ahead.
And this is the Disco Inferno, and you're listening to Audibly Exclusive, and it is a delicioso show.
Really?
Mwah.
What? Wait a minute. Did the guy just blow a kiss?
Yes, I did.
I love you.
I love you too.
Oh my God. What has happened here?
We've got off the rails.
How's it going, everybody, and welcome to the Audibly
Exquisite Podcast, episode 87. I'm Mike Norton with
Peter Melnick.
And Peter Melnick, tell the good folks at home what we're all about.
Well, what Audibly Exquisite, brought to you by the Gunna Geek Network at www.gunnageek.com, is all about is we are your one-stop source for all things geek culture, be it movies, television, video games, comic books, you name it.
We're going to cover it.
And let's see, you can find us on social media at facebook.com/audiblyexquisite. Give us a like on there. Find us on the Twitter at Peter Melnick, at the AE Podcast, and yourself.
The new Twitter handle at Buckaroo_Mike.
You can find us on Instagram at audiblyexquisite. And you can find us on the worldwide interwebs at www.audiblyexquisite.com. And there's a wide variety of different ways to listen to this here fine program. You can stream them on TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, and Pod-O-Matic. You can also find us on iTunes, and be sure when you're on there to rate, review, subscribe, and share it on social media and let people know about this show. And also, there's another way you can support this here fine program. Go on www.patreon.com, and through a tiered variety of different options, you'll be able to help support this show, including as low as $2 a month to as high as $50 a month. You'll be able again.
And what's that website, P?
Patreon.com/audiblyexquisite. So now, Mike, since the last episode, I actually got to attend Big Apple Con 2017. It was supposed to be Stan Lee's, one of his final New York shows. Again, he's like the James Bond or even Justin Bieber of comics. Never say never, because again, New York Comic Con was supposed to be what?
His last one.
Yeah, it was supposed to be his last, and it didn't happen. So yeah, it's kind of a bummer that he was supposed to be there but didn't. But, you know, Mike Carbonaro, the guy in charge of the show, actually made up for it. We lost a Lee and gained a Lee. We actually got to see Jim Lee. Jim Lee, co-publisher of DC Comics and one of the founders of Image Comics and just an all-around legend in the field of comics.
I was jealous of that fact.
I got to meet him, and he was such a fucking cool guy.
Did a free signing, right?
He did a free signing on behalf of, you know, everything that happened.
Was it just one and done?
It was like you could go as many times as you want as long as he was there until 2.
So could you get like 20 books signed like those dickheads
you,
do?
You could. You could get one book signed and then run immediately to the end of the line.
Okay, so he wouldn't sign like someone's entire run.
Right. Like, I mean, myself, I had him sign, you know, my copy of X-Men number 1 from 1991 just because, you know. It's a classic and you got to have that.
And X-Men's hot right now.
Logan is, yeah. But, I mean,
metaphorically and literally.
Yeah. But
people,
I mean,
love that Hugh Jackman.
In all honesty, I really dug the idea that, you know, he was doing this for free for the fans. And then you got to see, you know, Frank Miller there as well, you know, responsible for Dark Knight Returns, Sin City, Batman Year One. I could go on and on and on, but he's done a lot of cool stuff. And it's just, you know, it's really cool to be able to say, hey, you know, you get to meet Frank Miller, but I didn't because I already met him at New York Comic Con for free.
You're a bastard.
It happens. Well, I am literally. But
was
anyway,
Neil Adams there?
Neil was not there, but Jim Steranko
really
was. So there was a lot of people, and actually, we're going to be dropping, I want to say, within the next 2 weeks, a bonus episode where it's going to be myself with Matt Cascone, our producer, talking about, you know, the goings-on at the show, and also, as I lovingly called it, the Peter Melnick is blowing the movie Logan yet again special. So it's me talking about it.
I really like Logan.
Dude, that was a fucking amazing movie. I still cannot get over
it. I'm going to see it again.
It was fantastic.
We should go and do like Mystery Science Theater type of thing.
No, because I actually like the movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I like the idea that, you know, it's still a fun movie just to talk about still. But anyway, and it also features an interview with Josh Moreira, you know, formerly on the show a few months ago at New York Comic Con. Got to have him on again.
Amazing artist.
Fantastic artist.
We only have amazing artists on the show.
I actually had him recently. I ended up getting from him some different prints from him and just dug the hell out of his stuff.
I want to get a couple prints. What kind of prints did you get?
I ended up getting a Deadpool movie version, and also for a friend, the wrestler Bray Wyatt, who I think absolutely sucks. But, you know, Bray Wyatt sucks.
Nice.
Fight me. Fight me, nerds.
Did he autograph it for you?
Yeah, he autographed it for myself, and he actually made the Bray Wyatt printout to Josh. So to Josh from Josh.
Fun.
So
did he spell the name right?
He did.
He didn't pull a hacksaw on you?
No. But yeah, just a lot of fun at that show. And Josh actually gave his thoughts, you know, because he had a lot of Star Wars stuff at his booth. So he gave his thoughts on Rogue One, and he also gave his thoughts on Logan.
Which I just rewatched again.
Yeah, Rogue One, I haven't seen it since. I'm waiting for the Blu-ray release. I can't wait. I just can't wait to be able to see that again.
It made me want to see or perspective from the stormtroopers.
Right, yeah. They'd never really do that. And, you know, you and I were talking on the car ride about it.
Because I was watching it and started thinking, like, it's weird because you get to get more in depth about these rebels and get more of a feel for what their cause is than just through the eyes of Luke, Han, and Leia kind of
thing. They rebel.
Yeah, that's what they do. They're rebels. They're badasses. And, you know, they're bad motherfuckers.
I have to ask, on the video home video release, you know, that you saw, did it actually include the I rebel line? Did they reinsert that in there?
Oh, I don't remember.
Because that was a line that I was surprised they took out. I was really surprised about that.
I was hoping to see... my complaint was everybody else. It's not even really a complaint. More Vader. But...
Yeah.
Obviously. I mean, but then again, I think it was cool without all the main cast.
It was smart. It was smart writing. It was smart, you know, smart everything.
It makes me want to see more movies. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing something a little more of a prequel to that, kind of like between Clone Wars and that one.
Right.
Like with Jimmy Smits, maybe. How he started the Rebellion, possibly.
I want to see him go on his ride to Alderaan.
There you go.
One last time. Actually, you know what would be interesting? Because this is, again, if they really want to fuck with the fans, he didn't die on Alderaan. Maybe like a little detour, something happened, there was a battle, and he ended up on another planet. Yeah. We don't know.
It's believable.
So, hey, Disney, if you're listening.
And it made me show they definitely could do an Obi-Wan movie.
Yeah, I know.
Make it work.
Do you think, you know, we'll see that down the line? Because he keeps going on and on and on that.
Well, Ian McGregor even said that he's open. He's been saying for years that he's still open to do another Star Wars. And I figured out how they could explain him aging so much.
How?
Because in canon now, that hyperspace, when they're traveling through, wow, what's the word I'm looking for?
Space.
Yeah, when doing hyperspace travel, that it ages you significantly more.
I also go with the aspect of just him living on a fucking desert planet, you know?
It can be stressful watching every single person he know in Jedi be murdered.
Right.
And hunted down and killed. And, you know, possibility of him any day at any time being hunted down and killed.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. Just a lot of, you know, a lot of stress that, you know, could happen to that guy. So I think it's
maybe he did a lot of drugs. He's in the desert.
Maybe he got those death sticks.
Yeah.
We don't know.
He just started hitting the death sticks really fucking hard. Remember, he had that pipe in too, A New Hope, so we don't know what was in it.
It's very possible.
He'd be getting fucking baked.
There's just a lot of, you know, really cool just stuff about that I dig, you know. I definitely want to see a Star Wars film, you know, again, just you're going with the whole aspect of the stormtrooper idea. I think that would be a cool idea, you know, just the underlings, you know what I mean? The grunts in the Star Wars universe, like what they have to go through.
Like I was watching Jedi the other night, and there's that one scene where they're on the speeder bikes and he flips the guy off Leia, or someone knocks a guy off the speeder bike and he slams into a tree and just kind of falls in the ground.
Right.
Where's that guy's backstory?
Yeah.
Maybe he's just laying there dying, thinking about, I shouldn't have signed up for this shit.
Well, this is the thing that I dig about them is the fact, you know, like the closest thing we ever got to from the focus in canon of a character in the Empire
was the Star Wars Lust to Stars novel.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Wasn't really, but it was, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know? It's a 50-50 kind of thing. I just think in a lot of ways they... Could they do that? Yeah. Do you think they will in the near future? I'd like it. I think it'd be cool.
We're still talking Rogue One.
Well, it's not every other episode.
Yeah, but it's funny that we got in this whole tangent about it. It definitely shows that they're open for more, you know, material.
Yeah, definitely.
Like
I mean,
it could work.
I just think, you know, in a lot of ways, I just think if they do this, it would be smart. It would be very, very, very smart to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to see a Star Wars trooper kind of thing, kind of like how, you know, in Clone Wars, they would have solo episodes, not Han Solo, but solo episodes for the, what's it called? The clone troopers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they would have an episode devoted primarily to them from their perspective. But it really wasn't, you know, when they're bad guys. Like, they're the good guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're the fall guys for a lot of the stuff in the Republic.
Maybe some torn between what they're doing and stuff.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be really cool to see.
Because Finn can't be the only stormtrooper to be saying, this is horrible stuff we're doing.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I could dig it, you know? But speaking of things that, you know, we dig, I haven't seen it, but you have. Mike, what have you thought so far of Marvel's Iron Fist? It's kind of a controversial subject,
it
I
is.
Guess.
Either people love it or hate it. There's no in between.
And that's for a lot, like, there's always the whole, there's a Marvel bias. Everyone loves Marvel. Well, evidently not, because this, last I saw, this had like 14% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, but a lot of people were going on giving it bad reviews because of the cultural appropriation and stuff like that. Which, yes, I understand, but when the character was a blonde white guy in the original 1970s appearances, just saying, people. But I haven't seen it. You have. How far have you gotten into it?
I think I'm four episodes in.
How is the pacing of the show?
It's a little slow, but it's kind of like boardroom drama kind of stuff. You know, something's definitely going on.
That seems weird to do something like that then, because this is a kung fu show.
And,
so let's,
you know,
make it into a courtroom drama,
but
or in boardroom.
There hasn't been any fights like the hallway fight scene in Daredevil.
Right. That's kind of a disappointment to hear, but obviously, you know, you're still watching it. There might be.
Exactly. I think it's a 13-episode series.
I've heard, though, like, the fight choreography is not that great in the series, which is kind of a disappointment considering...
Maybe it's just a different fight choreography than we're used to seeing, though, because it's kung fu.
I don't know. I'm
more happy to see him alongside Luke Cage, because you can see Luke Cage, the brawling kind of guy, with kung fu, you know, the Iron Fist.
Yeah, I dig that. I think that's, you know, it's fun. You know, why not?
Mm-hmm.
But now, do you think overall, what would you want to see next for the Marvel Cinematic Universe with the Netflix run?
Like, what kind of character?
Kind of, yeah.
I don't know. Daredevil's cool. You know, Punisher, definitely I want to see.
Yeah, of course.
That's going to be intense. I think that's going to set the bar. I told you last night that Daredevil set the bar.
When I was at Big Apple Con, I actually got to get a picture with John Bernthal, talked to him right before as we were waiting for our producer, Matt, to show up. And I was talking to him for a little bit, and I even said, like, you do realize you're involved with the worst best-kept secret, or the best worst-kept secret in television, right? And he laughs and goes, yeah. And I said, is the show still filming? And this is the thing. When I went to the Iron Fist panel back in October.
Well, did he have the Punisher haircut?
Well, real quick. He did. Well, okay. He was wearing a hat.
Okay.
But when we went to the panel for Iron Fist, I went there and, you know, they were like, yeah, we've been filming Punisher just to let you guys know. It is going to be happening. We just don't know when. And when I saw him as of, I want to say the 12th or 13th that weekend, he said, yeah, we're still filming it. We're still working on it. And I'm like, that's insane that, you know, this long.
Are they going to have him in the Defenders? Or is it
going to be Luke? I could see it. Maybe, like, you know, just one or two, like, you know, quick little things.
Maybe like the last episode. Oh, we need Frank.
Now, did you and I talk about the idea of what the Punisher series should be?
Yeah, we talked about
okay.
A recent episode.
Yeah, and I mean, I think, you know,
it's just going to be him mowing down bad guys, probably.
Yeah, but I mean, like, in terms of, like, you know, storytelling-wise, like, what could it be? Like, could it be, like, confessional, you know, diary? Because, again, the whole war journal.
Yeah, I think what they're going to do is something like that. Maybe flashback to his war days and whatever war he fought in. stuff like that.
What war?
Fucking Netflix loves some flashbacks.
What war do you think he's going to be in?
Probably, you know, the recent from between 2001 and now.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'd be down with that, honestly. You
know, after 9/11 war.
The Afghanistan war.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean,
he obviously can't be a Vietnam vet or anything like he originally was, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be it's going to be a lot of interesting different interpretations of this. And I think, again, when we get to that point, how are they going to, you know, are they going to keep Captain America as a World War II hero? You know what I mean? It's like one of those. Like
20 years from now.
Yeah, because it's going to be, he has to get old still, just let you guys know. So now, you know, honestly, going away from that and going over to another part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, we're actually going to be possibly down the line getting a Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Guardians of the Galaxy 2 hasn't even come out yet, but a lot of people are talking, you know, James Gunn, the director of the film, said it's a possibility. There's nothing set in stone right now, but it is a possibility of happening.
That kind
of
makes me happy.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Because, you know, maybe that means it's going to be good.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that. I think the idea that, you know, they just even are considering this is kind of a cool thing. Like, just the possibility of maybe. So you mean there's a chance? You know, that it's cool. I like that. And honestly, next to Logan, Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is the most excited I've been. I've lost interest in Spider-Man, if I'm being completely honest.
I think they kind of like blew it up then kind of left it away alone kind of thing.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I just think with Spider-Man, I've said it before, I'm just, you know, sick and tired of the origin fucking story.
Think you're going to do origin?
What do you think? Like, really, what
do
you
think?
They
might flash back to it.
If they do, they do, but if they don't, they don't, and if they don't, I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, going back to the Guardians of the Galaxy thing, like, what really can you do? Can you, you know?
I kind of hope in Spider-Man, someone asks what happened to your, like, hey, Pete, what happened to your uncle? We're like, everybody knows, dude.
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah, but like I was saying, Guardians of the Galaxy, what could they do for a storyline for this?
I don't know.
We don't even know the storyline.
Space.
Well, again, yeah. Again, I think that
Bring back to Earth?
I think, yeah, Stranded on Earth would be a fantastic idea, you know? Because I think that's why they're doing some of those storylines of the Guardian Stranded on Earth now.
My favorite part about Peter Quill coming back for Infinity War is if it's set on Earth, I want to see him reacting to how much everything's changed since the 80s.
Right. No reliance on, you know, Walkmans and stuff like that. I think that'd be funny.
Like, he'll get an iPod from Tony Stark or something.
Yeah, and he just, like, sets it up with a playlist for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like how music has changed.
You know,
are
they
getting
the movie like, hey, look, I swiped this off of Stark's desk.
That would be great.
Do they even have iPods anymore?
No, they have the iPod Classics and stuff like that. Or not iPod Classics. They still have the, what's it called? iTouches.
Or he would probably end up getting like the old iPod and still think it's the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah, definitely. Like with the black and white screen and everything. Yeah, I could see that. But yeah, I think the idea that, just so that's, you know, the three might happen. That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Like, the fact we even got one in the first place is still, you know, bizarre. And the fact a sequel happened, holy shit.
I'm excited Michael Rooker is going to be a bigger part in this.
Yeah, the fact he's in there, he was a Guardian of the Galaxy, the character. You know, because I've met a guy cosplaying as him. But just a lot of the different characters, you know. So
yeah. Michael Rooker's a cool, pretty good actor.
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm more excited, though, for, you know, seeing more of the character Nebula.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of, you know, the actress who plays her.
That's the girl
from Doctor Who.
Okay.
Who played, what's her name? Amy Pond. So,
But who is she in the movie? She played Gamora's sister, right?
Stepsister, I believe.
Something like that, yep. So she's good now or something? What?
We don't know.
Oh, okay.
I see, you know, in the promotional materials so far, like, you know, they're teaming her up with them. Like,
yeah, that's what I saw.
They're doing,
like, Yondu's teamed up with them and that girl with the Mantis.
Yeah, Mantis is, you know, she was a character that actually, when you read up on her history, I didn't even know this. She went from Marvel to actually DC briefly.
Really?
Yeah, she's one of those characters. Like, went with a different name, went with this, and then brought her over to Eclipse Comics, and then brought her over to Marvel again.
Did you know Drax was human?
Yeah.
And, like, comic lineage? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's weird stuff like that, but it's cool, too, you know?
And apparently Rocket was, or something.
What, human?
Yeah.
Again, comics, they don't make much sense.
Yeah.
They really don't. They make sense, but they don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
See, different words, different pronunciations. Different emphasis on different syllables. I know it's syllables, people. Anyway. So I just think, you know, the idea that, you know, a Guardians of the Galaxy 3 may happen. The fact that Deadpool 2 in the first place is even happening is still crazy. Which, by the way, if you're going to be going to Secaucus, New Jersey on April 29th and 29th and 2030th. April 29th and 30th, people.
My birthday.
Yeah, I'm going to be there on the 29th at 5 o'clock in Room 1, moderating the panel with Deadpool co-creator Fabian Nicieza. So come on down, check out the panel. Say hi right before and after. So and
also, potential Cable might be there.
There's a possibility a Cable
Kevin
might be
Nash.
There. Yeah, big, sexy Kevin Nash, Diesel, Oz, the great and powerful.
Well, aren't they going to announce Cable very shortly, you were telling me.
Yeah, they're saying like right now that a possibility of Cable being announced is going to be very soon.
How cool would it be if it's Kevin Nash and we could see him?
I hope so, in all honesty. I'm sorry, like there are people who go, oh, he shouldn't be. Fuck no.
Would you shell out the cash to have him sign a comic or something?
Should, yeah.
Because you know he's going to up his price the second it gets announced.
Yeah.
If he is Cable.
If he's Cable, yeah, definitely, you know. But it's just, I think the idea of, so far, who is in the running so far? Some of the people.
Stephen Lang,
who I hope doesn't get it.
Pierce Brosnan.
Who I kind of do hope gets it.
Guy from Stranger Things.
The one who played Hooper, I know that, or Hopper.
Kevin Nash. Keira Knightley. That would be
fucking funny. That would be funny.
Oh, man, I think that's about it. I mean, maybe a couple of
Ron Perlman,
yeah. I think that's about it.
That's like the top six, five, really. We don't count Keira.
Well, who knows? It could just be some totally obscure person nobody thought of, because they've done that before.
Yeah.
Everyone's always been like, ooh, who could play this guy? Who could be this guy? And all of a sudden they cast him and be like, holy shit.
Yeah, I like elements of, you know, surprise like that. Mm-hmm. I think it's smart. It's smart casting, and it can help create a career or sometimes actually hinder it, you know?
Yeah.
But I like the idea that, you know, we may finally know who's playing Cable. I like
it's
that.
It's been debated ever since Deadpool was announced. That's all you know. Said, oh, Deadpool, we're making a Deadpool movie. They're like, okay, who's playing Cable?
Right. I think it's, you know, absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
And speaking of crazy, the Venom movie is still happening from Sony. And as far as some of us know, it is not linked in with the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So.
Well, I also heard that you say that it could be linked with it because of Infinity War. We could see Black Suit Spidey.
There's a possibility, yeah. So they might like borrow elements of Secret War,
mm-hmm.
or Secret Wars. Yeah, I mean, I don't mind a Venom movie happening, but I'd like it to be good.
Oh yeah,
because they kind of butchered them last time. I'm 50-50 on it. I still think, you know, physically or not physically, like, you know, the CGI looked like how Venom would look, but just so many different things.
I would kind of been happy if it was like all black, you know. Kind of like he's supposed to look.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I just think the idea of just happening in general, it's
still cool.
It's still cool, but I'd like to see it done well. I'd like to see the execution.
But then again, when you said Suicide was cool. I remember, we probably had the same exact conversation. Yeah, well, I think the idea is still cool.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I think the idea that a Venom movie, again, even happening is cool, but...
You know what they say, Pete? Sometimes you wear a hat, sometimes you shit in it.
Exactly. And like right now, they're actually saying, though, the writers, directors, the people behind it of the upcoming Ryan Reynolds movie and Jake Gyllenhaal film Life are not confirming or denying that this is going to be a prequel to the Venom movie.
That would be some batshit crazy stuff if they like, haha, the whole time we made a Marvel movie under your guys' noses.
Yeah, I think that would be cool, but.
It'd be like Blue Harvest. Remember when they made a Star Wars and called it Blue Harvest?
Right. It was Return of the Jedi the whole time.
Yep.
Yeah, I like the idea of, you know, that happening. I think it's essentially like the most...
Have they ever done anything like that? Prometheus, maybe?
Maybe, but like by the time, you know, as it was coming out, people realized, oh yeah, this is, you know, Ridley Scott, mm-hmm. this is Alien, blah, blah, blah. But it was loosely tied into mm-hmm. the films. But I don't know. I mean, I like the idea of, you know, Ryan Reynolds somehow managed to finagle his way into yet another fucking Marvel movie. You know, I love that. You know, I think that's so funny.
He's like fucking, what's it? The Coulson kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, how many times can you fucking spot this guy in a Marvel film?
How many different versions of Ryan Reynolds are in Marvel movies?
I would love down the line to see in a Marvel Cinematic Universe film, Ryan Reynolds Deadpool somehow managed to sneak his way in.
It would be hilarious. Like we were talking earlier, characters, like it always gets brought up. The interaction between Tony Stark and so-and-so. Like, we're talking about Tony Stark's reaction to Rocket. You know they're going to have that in there.
Yeah.
they're going to be doing something. All of a sudden, Rocket's come in, yapping, talking, and see probably something. He's going to see Groot and be like, "Whoa, that's weird." And all of a sudden, Rocket's going to come up and,
"Hey, how you doing?"
Yep, you're like, okay.
"No, you know what? I think it would be great. Seeing Rocket Raccoon is what causes Tony Stark to quit drinking. I think that would be the funniest fucking thing, and you never see in any other Iron Man movie, no other Avengers movie, no other appearance.
They do
the
old cartoon gag where he like sees something, double takes, and pours out the alcohol.
Yeah, and then just like forever for the rest of his time in the films, like that's what caused him to quit.
That'd be funny if they did an old school cartoon gag.
I think overall the idea that
Jarvis runs psychological evaluation.
It'll be interesting to see. I think just the fact again, man, we're getting all these characters teaming up in this shit, and it's fucking crazy.
I was looking at the list of actors in it. It was mind-boggling. Like, how are they going to fit everybody in this movie?
And again, we still don't know if the Netflix characters are going to be in there. We don't know.
My guess is yes.
I hope so. I think because it's a fucking slap in the face of a lot of these guys. If you know the hard work they do.
Coulson makes return.
Again, he has to. You know, the characters from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Fury's going to make it. Sam Jackson's. I read that Sam Jackson's in it.
Dude, do fucking temporal time bullshit. Mm-hmm. Bring in Agent Carter. Give her proper fucking farewell. You know what I mean? Do something like that. It would be funny just to see, you know, Peggy Carter randomly fucking show up for no reason, but it makes sense. It would
be weird, though, because Steve was banging her niece or granddaughter or something.
Well, things happen, Mike. So, I don't know.
Old Steve banging through families.
Through the generations. But yeah, I just think the idea of that happening, it's gonna be fucking nuts. It's gonna be really fucking nuts.
Sort of dirty joke.
Have you?
Steve's down on her, be like, "Wow, you look a lot like your grandma."
Oh, jeez. But anyway, so now, you know, speaking of looking like your grandma, J.K. Simmons, that's a hell of a segue, but J.K. Simmons
You're fired.
He recently revealed how big of a role the character of Commissioner Gordon will have in Justice League.
What do you say?
It's not that big of a role. It's going to be more fleshed out in the upcoming Batman movie or whatever comes after Justice League.
So he's obviously going to be in and be like, "Hey, Batman."
Yeah, it's pretty much just going to be that. Like maybe, you know, a shot of the Bat signal or like, you know.
Like Bat or Commissioner from the 89 and...
Batman. I think what you know what it's going to be. It's going to be a press conference. We are currently, working with the Batman. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. It's going to be something.
No, there's a shot released of him and Batman on the roof,
and it's real.
Yeah, it was real.
Okay,
it was released by Warner Brothers. Yeah, they're on the roof in front of the Bat signal together.
Isn't it the age we live in? You know that. We're not sure if something's real or not, like the photos and stuff. Like the
gosh darn Star Wars trailer.
No, that was a fucking piece of shit trailer with fucking video game footage.
With the lightsaber kind of like sitting there that you and me and Mitch almost fell for.
That was the same one that everyone's fallen for each time.
No, I'm talking. Then they made a second one where like Rey's wearing a blindfold, like she's blind or something with a walking stick.
I don't know. I mean, I think
your shit together, Star Wars, and get a gosh darn movie out.
I'm surprised that again. We keep saying it every other week, but I'm surprised the trailer hasn't fucking dropped yet.
Right? Like, I imagine if they really do what what's his name said.
Dude, look how long we had a fucking trailer for Wonder Woman. Well, yeah. And I keep thinking.
Star Wars trailer came out in November of like 2014.
Yeah,
2014, and the movie came out December of 2015.
Yeah.
We waited over a year.
And still nothing.
And this movie comes out in less than a year.
And I don't want to sound like an ungrateful fan, but come on, guys. Just fucking give us something. Wet our fucking nerd beaks, you know? Really.
9 months, Star Wars comes out.
Yeah. But this is
almost to the date.
This is the thing. Do you think they would be ballsy enough to not release a fucking trailer?
Yeah.
I'm like... Because again, yeah, put Star Wars on the marquee and it'll fucking sell. I'm surprised Rogue One didn't get a Star Wars Episode 8 trailer.
Yeah, we all thought. Do you think this summer one of the Marvel movies might have it attached?
You know what I was going to say? I was thinking maybe they're going to include the trailer on the Blu-ray DVD release of Rogue One. But I really fucking doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I just think they're doing a... bang up job with this. I'll admit that, you know, they're doing a fucking fine job. I like
you know, they confirmed that Luke is the chosen one.
Yeah,
in the episode
chosen
of Rebels.
One
yep in the I'm episode coming. Of Rebels chosen Obi-Wan spoiler if you haven't seen it,
yeah, he fights Darth Maul. I know
it was like a 10-second battle.
Really?
Yep. He jumps in. Obi-Wan's just like, and impales him in.
He kills Darth Maul?
Yeah.
Wow. And
Darth Maul says something about, asks him, it's like, who are you protecting? And he goes, is it the Chosen One? As he's dying. And he goes, he will avenge us, and dies.
Wow.
So he kind of, it was like a nice moment.
Where thanks Darth for the Maul spoilers for me, by themselves. The way. Thanks for the spoilers for me, by the way.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. He was like, you know, he's going to avenge us.
That's crazy.
Talking about, I don't know, not the Sith, but the, you know, Jedi in general.
I think they're really fleshing out the lore of Star Wars, and I appreciate that.
Oh, it's awesome. Back in the day, it was just speculation.
Yeah.
And now we're getting canon TV shows, canon comics. You don't know, it's coming from all different
new characters.
Books, novels, everything.
I like that. I think
finally entered, what happened to Jar Jar Binks?
Yeah, we finally found out
that he was a street performer.
A character no one really cares about or
but
likes.
But everyone did care about. It was nobody yeah, could it's, stand him, but everyone's like, what the fuck happened to Jar Jar?
Yeah, just where like, is he? Tell us already. What the fuck?
Is he Snoke?
He's totally Snoke. Jar Jar is totally Snoke.
I'm gonna fucking lose it if he actually is Snoke. Like if the street performer is just a gimmick and be like, yeah, I'm Snoke. What would people do? What would they do? Nothing. Because it's a movie and you can't do nothing about it because you didn't make it.
Well, people are still bitch.
Yes.
That's what the purpose of the internet for, as you know, Kevin Smith once said, to look at porn and bitch about movies on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can do it anonymously on the internet too, which is fun. So, I don't know. I just think the idea of the level of Star Wars material we're also getting now. Are you tired of Star Wars in a way? With the level of the stuff we've been getting,
comics, it's getting a little much.
I don't read the comics.
You got Star Wars the comic, Darth Vader the comic, Darth Maul the comic.
Well, Darth Vader ended,
but you have like,
you have Dr. Aphra.
Really?
Yeah, they made a Dr. Aphra comic.
Oh my god! So you got,
but it's written by the guy who did Darth Vader, and it is good from what
I've heard. All these issues you got to pick up because I don't get them personally.
Well, you don't have to. Essentially, the one thing you can also do is just get a Marvel Unlimited subscription and wait 6 months.
I think
and they get thrown up on
that's
there.
That's what's burning me out is all the different runs they have
just
coming
out.
Just
get a Marvel Unlimited account. Like, I know right now if you use the promo code RAND, R-A-N-D, and this isn't helping us. It's literally just saying to you people out there, you get a free month.
That's cool.
Check that out. You know, I saw it recently on Reddit. I'm like, oh, shit, you can do that? So, yeah, you get a free month free. And, like, it's not just, I know it's like, I think 20,000 comics that you can like digitally pull up on there.
Damn.
I wish I had that. You know, that ability to like, the fact, you know, DC hasn't bothered doing it, you know, a digital service is insane.
DC has some issues.
DC, I almost said dishwasher. DC, like a broken dishwasher. But yeah, I mean, I think the idea that, you know, even just some of the stuff happening, it's wild, you know, but in a lot of ways, yeah, I am burnt out with Star Wars. I remember there was this comic strip I saw not too long ago of this guy, and he's like saying, you know, I love Star Wars. It's practically my life, but even I'm fucking sick of hearing about Star Wars. Mm. And you can't blame these people for feeling the way they do. I can't blame myself for feeling the way I do. Like, I'm also like, I've been debating on writing an article for the Audibly Exquisite website where I'm actually talking about how I'm kind of burnt out with the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Like, Logan was the first time in a long time I really...
It was a breath of fresh air.
It was a breath of fresh air, and I didn't leave feeling empty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Marvel movies...
We're making another one.
Huh? I love them. I do love them. They're well-written, well-crafted. But at the end of the day, I didn't leave feeling the way I felt after Logan in a very long time with the Marvel cinematic movies. I haven't in a very long time.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy, I felt excited. Wow, this is something new. This is something different. I'm hoping I feel that way when I see Guardians 2. You know, and like I've said it before when it came to Civil War. I liked Civil War, but you know it was the stuff I kept watching over and over and over? The Spider-Man scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Because holy shit, they nailed that character. Otherwise, I didn't watch, you know, the scene with Crossbones, your pal, your buddy, your Bucky. I didn't watch that scene over and over. I watched the Spider-Man scenes. I was excited. I was excited about the dichotomy of these characters, and I left, you know, I didn't watch the rest of the movie. I just, you know, fast forward. It's insane.
Yeah.
You know, Doctor Strange, I own Doctor Strange on Blu-ray. I haven't touched it.
It's still in the cellophane?
It's out of the cellophane, but like, you know, it's just, I haven't bothered to watch it, and I see there's like, you know, upcoming preview for Avengers Infinity War, like something like that. I'm like, oh, cool. I'm probably not going to watch it still, but okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's it's just interesting that, you know, I've left, you know, those feeling so, not to sound dramatic, just hollow with these movies. You know what I mean? It's like, they're fun. And the thing is this, I go into the DC movies with a little bit more level of excitement because these guys are like, we're trying to prove something. They're like the fucking team that goes up against the Harlem Globetrotters. They know they're going to fucking lose and get squashed and destroyed, but they still put their all into it. They do.
DC's the nerds with the big Coke bottle glasses on and the shorts pulled up to their tits.
I recently saw somebody put a photo up of the gang from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia representing Marvel and the McPoyles from It's Always Sunny representing DC, the DCEU. And yeah, I kind of agree with that. But again, like you want to see these lovable losers succeed.
Yeah.
And this is the thing. You know, I love the whole, we at least have all our characters. Yeah, but you don't know how to fucking manage them.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, it's just, I want to see, I've said it repeatedly. I've said it ad nauseum, and you've probably, you know, you've all heard this. But I want to see DC succeed. I want to see them make something good. I want to see DC made great again. Make DC great again. So, I don't know. I just think the idea of just that happening, it's is it a feasible thing?
Yeah.
Like, do you think they will get the next movie right? You know what I mean? Like, will Wonder Woman be that movie? Will Justice League be
Justice
that
League
movie?
Won't be, but I think if Justice League fails, that's going to be their point where they restart everything.
You think so?
Yep. I mean, they have to. What can they do if Justice League fails?
Their all-star franchise.
Yeah, that's what they built up for all these years since Man of Steel, Justice League.
And think about it. It's only, like, Justice League is coming out this year, correct?
I think so, yeah.
So.
That's sad.
This all started in 2013 with Man of Steel. 4 years they built up to this, whereas 2008, they started the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and that movie came out, Avengers, in 2012.
9 years.
4 years. Oh,
it's going to be 10 years.
4 years it took them as well. And it's, you know.
They knew what they were doing from the start.
You think so? From the Stark?
From the very Stark, yep.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I just don't know. I think if they do this right, they do it right. And, you know, speaking of things, we have a conflicting opinion on this one. I think the trailer for Transformers The Last Night, and this is a hell of a segue, I think it looks okay. It's actually we're finally seeing a Transformers movie where it's kids interacting with the robots, you know? Mm-hmm. I like that. I think the idea of that finally happening should have fucking happened from the start instead of Shia LaBeouf, you know, 40-year-old man, you know?
Well, in the Transformers animated movie, there was a couple of kids.
Right. But you don't see that with the new Transformers movies. It's always, you know, adults or Mark Wahlberg.
Hey, Optimus Prime, you're a robot?
What? No. What? No. Yeah,
you have a robot penis?
My brothers own a hamburger shop, Wahlburgers.
I could have stopped 9/11 if I wanted to.
Wow. You're going to do it? I'm Owen Wilson. I have nothing to do
with
this.
Get out of here, Owen Wilson. I'll punch you in the nose.
No. No.
Like I did last time. You're famous because of me, because I broke your nose.
And beat the shit out of a Vietnamese man. Look that shit up, folks. That shit's real.
Am I racist? I don't know.
We're not going to say anything because that could lead to a lawsuit.
Imagine
anyway.
Mark Wahlberg hunts us down and tries to kick our ass.
Why are you guys doing this to me? Why do you make me sound like that? Don't do that. Don't do that.
Mark, it wasn't us. It was you. You were drunk talking in your sleep.
Wait, maybe you're right. I do sleep a lot.
Let's listen. Oh, yep, that's me. And Owen Wilson. I'm going to kick his ass.
And now I'm asleep.
You guys, you're welcome, people.
Mark Narcoleptic Wahlberg. Fantastic. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, I thought the trailer was okay. You said flat out it looks like a steaming pile of shit.
It does.
I don't know. I kind of dig the idea that, you know, they're incorporating the kids in that instance. You know what I mean? As opposed to, it's the whole wonder of being a little kid and you're seeing this gigantic fucking robot. I think that's cool. I think the idea of, you know, when you're a kid, you always wanted your own robot. You always wanted your own Iron Giant, Mike. You know?
Yeah.
So, Superman. Anyway. I don't know. I think it could work. It would be fun, you know? So.
Time will tell.
This is the thing. Overall, what have you thought of the Transformers films?
No.
They're very blah.
They're clunky.
Yeah.
And the Autobots look like shit.
From a CGI standpoint, I think the movies are fantastic. Mm. I just feel like
It's rhetoric. Same rhetoric every single time. We fight.
Robots fucking fighting each other. Robots.
Either Optimus Prime dies or nearly dies every single movie.
Mike, you would want to watch these robots fight, wouldn't you? Robots.
No.
I mean, it's like, I would want to watch two big-ass robots fight. That's why, you know...
This is Michael Bay's last one.
For now, and just like he said before, and he'll do it again.
Personally, I think they should just do a prequel, take him back to Cybertron, done.
You think so?
That's it.
But again, look how much they fucking make with these movies. They still make bank with every fucking Transformers movie.
I think the reason they have actors in it, like human actors, is because that's what they use to sell.
Yeah.
Because if you have Transformers with the voice of Peter Cullen.
And it is still the same actor, right?
Yeah.
Wow. And I wonder how much he actually makes from those movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has to make more, like, at least over a few million now.
Hopefully. But that's why they got to put Mark Wahlberg in it, because no one's going to see a movie with no one they know.
I would say they would, because, you know, you look
Die Hard people will. I would.
Like, you know what movie is interesting me right now? The upcoming Smurfs movie. Because they relied primarily, the first two, I want to say, on the actors that were there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, wasn't Neil Patrick Harrison one of them? Yeah, so they were relying on, you know, his star power. So-and-so's star power. Not the voice actors of the Smurfs.
Yeah.
So, like, now they're doing a completely CGI Smurfs movie. I did not... Like, the trailer I've seen, there's no live-action actors. So... Could it sell based upon the brand alone? You know what I mean? I like that, you know, concept.
Star Wars did for Rogue One.
Like, look at Garfield, you know, back in 2004.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm using fucking Garfield in 2017, dude. But it's true, you know, that movie was a live action one, and it was sold primarily not on Garfield, but the ancillary characters. You know what I mean? I think it's funny.
Yeah.
But now, you know, speaking of, you know, Garfield, The Walking Dead. No. That was just a shit segue. But, Mike, you saw The Walking Dead this week. You actually saw it last week as well, but we didn't do last week's.
What? Yeah, we did.
Oh, we did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
No, the weekend of Big AppleCon we did not do. So, last two episodes of The Walking Dead, what did you think?
Well, the last one before this one was cool. I don't remember.
What a glowing review.
But, you know, what's the reason when they set up closer to Negan, Sasha ran in guns a-blazing to his compound, and you just heard gunfire.
Just went up in a blaze of glory.
Crossbow standing watching Rosita escape.
How was it? Like, would you say, you know, compared to other episodes?
They're building up. There's two more episodes left.
Are you honestly enjoying it, though?
Yeah, I'm having fun with it.
Do you think, you know, at the end of the day, that, that they are off to a good start. Like, were they off to a good start this season to you?
They were. Then they obviously typically
fell off a cliff
a little bit, but it's given it's a series.
Right. What would you do to fix a lot of the problems in The Walking Dead? Like, really, like, what would be your go-to fix this? Why?
So they can just start over or something.
Like reboot it then? Or just...
I don't know. Maybe... I don't know what they need to do. I can't see it going on too much longer.
Why?
It's going to get repetitive.
Yeah,
they're going to show up, take our place over, we fight them. Zombies. Done.
I understand that, but there is the whole, you know, community aspect of it where, you know, they react.
I think they alluded they're going to start rebuilding society also recently.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be...
Or like some kind of government kind of thing. And
I'd be all right with that. Wait, Paul Blart, Mall Cop?
Yeah. Well, no, Rick and Michonne had a conversation how there needs to be some kind of law. You know, someone needs to start rebuilding and someone needs to be in charge of things.
Paul Blarzy, the zombie. Paul Blomley, the zombie. I fucked that up. Fuck it. We're doing it live.
Good joke.
Thank you. Top shelf, Peter. Top shelf. But anyway. Yeah, I mean, I think... Yeah, the thing is this. That happens with a lot of shows, a lot of repetition. Like, look at How I Met Your Mother. They fucking took forever to finally meet the mother, you know? And it's going to be, you know, when that big moment happens, because Kirkman, you've told me Kirkman's gone on the record saying he wants it to have a happy ending.
Yeah.
What kind of massage do you think that'll be?
A gross one?
Yeah. But anyway, I mean, I like the idea of, you know, that ending happy, because after all the, you know, hardships and everything... Literally seeing brother kill brother, essentially. It's like, it's Civil War, but with flesh eating, you know? Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, what would you want to see for a proper ending for The Walking Dead? How would you end it proper then?
I think we talked about this. they would flash forward and it would be like
first 40, episode for anybody, but
40 years in the future, and it'd be just them talking about the time, you know, the world was plagued by.
Would they have technology again? Would it be like, you know, a modern society again? Or would it be like kind of like, you know, maybe the 1940s?
Like a hybrid problem.
Or not 1940s, like maybe 1800s.
Nah, it wouldn't be like that. It would be kind of rebuilt and stuff. They would have television and news. You know, it's just, it'd be, everything's still there.
Right.
They just got to use it again.
I think it's crazy that, you know, The Walking Dead really has, no pun intended, a rabid fan base. Mm-hmm. You know, it's...
It makes me want to see like a Fallout series.
Oh my God. The problem is, like, you know, the CGI budget would be through the fucking roof.
If any game, it would be, have to be, like, Fallout 4. That way you can have Nick Valentine.
Oh, my God. And I actually recently saw they made Nick Valentine pop vinyls, I saw.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they haven't.
Oh, I had to get one of those. He's one of my favorite characters in the game.
He's so fucking great. I'm a big fan of Nick Valentine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean,
Cogsworth. Wow. I lost
now
Cogsworth.
Now just the idea
the
of a fucking or a Fallout video game it'd sounds amazing.
Easy.
Or, sorry, not Fallout video game. You
Fallout
know what
series,
I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fucking
it'd be
incredible.
So easy to do.
What would you pitch it to?
AMC.
You wouldn't bring it to. Would you bring it to cable? I think it could work on cable, yeah. Like, you know, with like,
it'd be
like
great
HBO.
On cable.
HBO.
Something like AMC or like that.
The fact no one's thought about that or a movie is insane.
I'm sure it's always been speculated, but
you think so?
I think a legit Fallout series would be cool. They could probably get 8 seasons out of it.
5 and seasons in a movie.
Yeah.
Like Community.
Yeah, and just end it the way they did in the show. Or the game, I mean.
Right. I mean, you don't want to set the world on fire.
Yeah.
Imagine the fucking music they would have in there, just like the games. You know what I mean?
That'd be cool.
Ah, oh, man. Now
it's such a weird, quirky game that it would be cool to see on a series.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys got dressed like revolutionary soldiers. And you guys got futuristic guys. You got the Raiders looking like they're from Mad Max. And it's weird. So it's such a weird, quirky game that would be awesome to watch.
It's such a hodgepodge mix of
And you
of
got, like,
everything.
That 1950s style. Like, hey there, how you doing, sweetheart?
Yeah, I like that. I think that would...
Like, basically how Nick Valentine talks.
But, man, like, do you think that would be, for The Walking Dead, how their world would look when it's rebuilt?
Sort of. Maybe a little more advanced.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Not like... When I look at the world of Fallout, it, like, walls look like they're made out of shit.
They are.
So, it's like, you know...
They're made out of, like, sheet... Scrap.
Dookie walls.
When you build your settlements, it's you literally have to scrap things to build things.
So, yeah.
You take apart a car, you can use that parts of that car to build a wall.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
I've been playing that game a lot. I had to kill off one of my colonies.
Did you?
Yeah, they were just getting too needy.
Hmm.
They weren't providing enough, so I went and killed them all with a nuke.
That's evil.
You can ring a bell and they all line up, so I got them all there and I ran a safe distance away and nuked them all.
It happens.
Yeah, you got to do it sometime.
So,
but on that note, speaking of ending,
www.audibletrial.com/audibly-exquisite and get a free audiobook of your choosing from hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds upon thousands of free audiobooks. Mike, I've been having read to me lately Jurassic Park because you don't shut up about dinosaurs.
Do you really?
No, oh. But we're gonna pretend that's being read to me.
Okay.
So, Mike, yourself.
The Bible.
Ooh. King
James.
King James?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So once again, go to www.audibletrial.com/audibly.
Exquisite.
And you'll help support this here fine program. And the money goes back to this show. So once again, you can cancel at any time. Go to www.audibletrial.com/audibly.
Exquisite.
And get an audiobook of your choosing and you help support the show. So before we go, once again, how can people get a hold of us? Why, Pete, I'm glad I asked that. Go to facebook.com/audibly-exquisite. Give us a like ski on there. Go on the Twitter, to quote Chris Jericho, @TheAEPodcast. Myself, @PeterMelnick. Yourself?
@Buckaroo_Mike.
Boy, you're going to keep going back to that old Twitter name, aren't you?
Yeah.
Anyway, also go to Instagram @AudiblyExquisite. You can find us on there. Give us a follow. We use it every once in a while. Once in a while. Also, you can find us... Let's see what else. Let's see what else we can be found on. You can find us on streaming platforms. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, and Podomatic. All available for all iOS and Android devices. So, you can listen to the show on the go with a hoe.
What kind of hoe? Garden tool?
Hoe. Anyway. So, I was trying to go for a little rap here, and okay. I just failed miserably. You can also rate, review, subscribe, and share on iTunes. Once again, share us on social media, people. We like people knowing about this show. We like people listening to the show, telling your friends about it. Oh, you like general nerdery bullshit? Guess what? You'd like these guys. And you'd also love the other shows on the Gunna Geek Podcast Network. Go to www.gunnageek.com and see many of our different sister shows there today. Well, listen to, not see. That's a dumb thing to say. But anyway, so for Peter Melnick, I'm Peter Melnick.
For Mike Norn, I'm Ashy Mick Johnson.
Ashy Slashy
Mick Johnson.
There we go.
Have an audibly exquisite week. Thank you.